Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
NutriMedical Report. We have our special guest, Fareed. And Fareed, I'd like you to fill in on some of the details of how well people are doing that you know of, and I'll give my reports on the cardiovascular. Firstly, people are lowering their blood pressure. They're improving organ perfusion, so kidney function is improving in people that have marginal kidney function. People are recovering from peripheral neuropathy. Their memories are improving. If they've had previous liver inflammation, we got rid of their, say, hepatitis C or AIDS virus, they're healing. If they've had sports injuries, their nutrients are being delivered to their tissues better because they're getting improved perfusion. That's why I'd say this is not only a blood pressure product, but a anti-plaque product and an perfusion improvement product, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, we've had quite a few testimonials for improved blood pressure, and of course the primary reason for cardiovite is circulation, in other words perfusion, which of course helps everything.
Right. So fill me in on what else. Let's go over the seven components and we'll kind of add some information as we go along.
Sure. So one of the key things about cardiovasc is that we've done the research about where things are supposed to come from. And the hawthorn, for example, we use a European strain or European grown hawthorn, and we use a leaf and flower extract, and we test for an active ingredient called Vitexin. And studies have shown that only the European grown hawthorn with this level of Vitexin in it is beneficial for cardiac purposes.
Yeah, exactly. That makes a big difference, doesn't it? And the other companies that are the knockoffs that are trying to say they have equivalent products and they don't are Extendivite, Strauss Heart Drops, and Heart and Body Extract, etc. And they don't have the right product from the right component of the plant, and they don't test every batch to make sure the biomolecules are present in the plant in the extraction to actually have the tincture or the capsule have the biological power to do what it's supposed to do. Stop plaque, improve perfusion, lower blood pressure, and prevent heart and vascular disease, right?
Yeah. I mean, I can't speak to what they do, but I know that we are probably the most thorough company out there as far as vetting our ingredients, right? So we test every ingredient for potency and purity before it goes in the product. So.
Yeah, exactly. Now, tell me, what's the next component you want to talk about?
So then we have the garlic.
And it's not just garlic. It's an aged garlic, which contains things to block ACE inhibitor and also to kill nanobacteria, which are in the artery walls as well as other viruses. Next component?
Then we have the cayenne.
And the cayenne is going to improve the nitric oxide, which is necessary to offload oxygen from your hemoglobin molecule. Next?
Bilberry.
Dialyzable antioxidant to stop free radicals in the heart and blood vessels. Oxidant prevent oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, which form plaque. Next.
Ginkgo biloba.
And the ginkgo, of course, is very important for improving microcirculation and microperfusion.
That's why when you take ginkgo now, of course, it's one of the components that's taken out of the Canadian version because the Canadian government, being a nanny state, didn't want people to take it. They just figured, well, people don't have enough sense in Canada to stop it 3 or 4 days before major surgery, because you want to stop it before you do a major operation, you're going to have increasing bleeding, right?
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, I don't think you need a nanny state. At least Americans don't. And Canadians eventually will get rid of Justin Trudeau, and they'll actually go back to some conservative ideas that people have some brains and autonomy. Canadians are pretty smart. They're smart people. They invent a lot of things.
Absolutely. We have a lot of good singers, too.
A lot of what? Good singers?
Yeah, Celine Dion, Bryan Adams, Shania Twain.
Absolutely. And the best comedians are actually pretty well Canadians, aren't they?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Candy,
yeah,
Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, you have to. If you're not funny, you freeze to death up north. Yeah, I think comedy is an anti-freeze agent, isn't it?
Yeah, that along with beer. A.
That's funny. I think the word A actually is an anti-freeze agent too. When people say A, it raises your freezing temperature of your blood. Okay, so the next component is what?
So then we have the two last components are the milk thistle and the valerian.
Now, milk thistle is going to stimulate the detoxification, which you have to get the crap out of your artery walls or you're going to fry them. And the valerian is going to balance your autonomic nervous system to be parasympathetic, which is going to reduce stress, free radicals, and all the other nasties that happen with high levels of free radicals, norepinephrine, dopamine in the body. So the formula is great. I mean, I take three capsules in the morning, three again in the afternoon, and often repeat that even further. I have tincture sometimes in my drink as well. And it's fantastic. I take with all my other nutraceuticals, which includes, of course, our CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol, CoQ10 Supreme, which doesn't crystallize, the Vascucare Carnitine, Gamma E Plus, Cell Detox Glutathione, Nutritrala. I mean, I take all these things, but the center of the whole cardiac protocol is Cardiovasc. If you don't take that first, and the same thing people should realize is that if you're not taking things to protect yourself from oxidative stress, you're going to get into trouble, aren't you?
Yes, exactly.
Testimonials. We've had people reopen their arteries and their legs. We've had people, their angina stop. We have people where they're sleeping better. We have people, their memory comes back. We have people where they've had joint and muscle cramps when they do a weekend warrior. We have so many testimonials when people take Cardiovasc. It's amazing. That's why it's one of our top selling formulas. People love it. And
yeah.
By the way, the tincture and the capsule is equivalent, isn't it?
Yeah. Even things like gum disease. I mean, we have a testimonial from a guy who's got really, really bad teeth and a lot of issues with his gums and so on, and he's had a lot of surgeries. And, of course, if you're not perfusing those tissues, they take a lot longer to recover. So he's found that since starting a Cardiovasc that he's been able to recover from these surgeries a lot faster than he used to. So.
Yeah, and that's a big deal, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, perfusion is king. If you think about it, I mean, we last about 2 minutes without blood circulating through our body. So it performs a very vital function, not only supplying nutrients and oxygen to our tissues, but also removing the toxins from the capillary beds.
And that's important, by the way, perfusion, to take things out and also to deliver your specific biomolecules to your body so you can heal. It does both things.
Exactly.
That's why people don't realize perfusion is king, isn't it?
It is. It's the most one of the most important functions of the body, and not something that here in North America we pay a lot of attention to. Other parts of the world, they do. So.
In Asia, they do. Now, here we have two tests. We developed a Technion Institute in Israel. One is the EndoPat and the Endothelix test to measure temperature or blood flow in the fingertips, and they can actually use a non-invasive test. If you contact me, I'll give you a link, and you can go to a cardiologist. They can do the test on you. It takes 20 minutes. It'll tell you if your perfusion's normal, because don't assume if your blood pressure is normal that your perfusion's normal. It may not be. Interesting, isn't it?
Exactly, yep.
So, Fareed, over the years, what have you heard from people that have switched from the kind of knockoff products to the original formula? Those testimonials I have is, wow, this stuff works. Wow, my angina stopped. Wow, my leg cramps stopped. Why did I take the other stuff? And a lot of times it's even at or above the price of the actual Cardiovasc. Why would people take knockoffs? And there's all these commercials everywhere kind of pushing this crap. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, one thing that we've heard from some of these people that have switched over from our knockoffs is that they didn't realize that we are actually the original formula, developed by my dad, pharmacist Sam Ibrahim, you know, way back in the late 90s. So we were the first, and you know, in my humble opinion, we're the best. We've done the homework. We you know, source from the right parts of the plant. Another thing that we do is, I mean, we screen all of our vendors. Like if we're buying from a supplier of a particular ingredient, you know, they go through a screening process before they ever get an order from us, and then we still test every batch that they send us.
Right. Yeah, and you test every batch to make sure the biomolecules are at the right concentration, right?
That and other things as well, yes.
Exactly, yeah, every component. Amazing. We'll be back in just a moment. If you have perfusion, any adult, basically, whether you have hypertension or you're worried about your family history, or you're diabetic, you're overweight, you have any history at all of inflammation, you just want your vitamins to perfuse your tissues and work, you need to take Cardiovasc, or even the vitamins won't get to where they need to actually heal you. And we have Fareed, and we're talking about improving people's circulation. There's really nothing like taking things naturally, because it's not going to oppose your body and cause you to get electrolyte imbalances, take drugs that actually block your CoQ10, like statin drugs, things that are going to improve cardiac function, contractility, vascular contractility, which causes a secondary wave of contraction and allows you to perfuse your tissues naturally. That's why, whether you can reduce your cardiac medications or even eliminate them altogether. And in fact, if you reduce blood pressure and the dilation of your atria, they reduce the risk of getting atrial fibrillation and getting chronic atrial fib, which can cause microclots and other problems. Reducing blood viscosity too, which actually you can monitor with a viscometer. If you do a Tutwiller Washington Meridian Valley Lab, some viscometry tests and cardiac markers, you can show that when you take Cardiovasc, you reduce your IL-17, TNF-alpha, and other markers of increased blood viscosity that can predispose to heart attack, stroke, embolism, and malperfusion of your brain or any solid organs like your liver, kidneys, etc. Amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I do when I get a consultation, I do in layers. The first layer, people just say, hey, doc, give me the things for such and such a condition. It's all free. I'll email, or if they purchase a previous product, I'll just call them back in various time windows. And I would say, for example, if somebody says, hey, I have hypertension and I don't want to have a heart attack, I'd say, take Cardiovasc for a male, 3 capsules at least twice a day, and for a female, 2 capsules twice a day, average size. And then I would say take Omega Supreme Pro, take our VascuCare Carnitine, take CoQ10 Supreme, Ubiquinol, and CoQ10 Supreme. Take things to stop free radicals like Gamma Plus, Cell Detox Glutathione, and Ultrathiamine B1. And take things to reduce triglycerides if it's Neovasc to lower triglycerides. So it makes a big difference. Now, when you start taking things that actually reduce inflammation, like Cell Defense Plus, reduce cytokine levels, and you take things like natokinase to reduce blood viscosity, along with the anti-viscosity things in the Cardiovasc, you significantly reduce the risk of having varicose veins, you know, when you add vein away. And if you also protect your blood vessel walls, if you take homocysteine-reducing semethyl or bio-LVR. So there's a lot of things we can add to it, but the central control is Cardiovasc. A lot of people say, doc, I can't afford all that stuff. I'll just try this for now and see how I do. And in fact, many people just on Cardiovasc alone do fantastic. I mean, Michelle's picked it up before on the show on Friday where, Bill, why do you say 7 things when they want to only take 2 or 3? And, you know, maybe they're going to get 75 to 80% on the way to prevent things, and they don't have any background genetic problems. And they do fine on just the Cardiovasc and maybe taking the Omega Supreme Pro. That's quite possible. Now, if I have somebody who has a significant risk and their pressures don't come down, and there's still signs that they maybe have problems, we can't go based on symptoms either. If you don't measure someone's blood viscosity or cardiac markers, you don't know if you fixed it. That's why I get a kick out of people just ordering vitamins online and they don't know what quality they are. Or they take the word of commercials that are, I call Yahoo Rich Environment, and say, hey, this formula will fix your heart. And they have all these testimonies of people that say, hey, when I took this, I got all better. No, don't. You need to have testing if you really have a significant, serious concern. If you have a brother or your parent that died early of a heart attack, or you've got a dyslipidemia, you know already, you need to deal with that. So it's not something you can just throw. It's the same way, you know, a lot of doctors just throw a drug at something and they say, well, we'll see you in 6 months. And, of course, you go out of the treadmill stress test room and 2 weeks later you faceplant and have a heart attack and die. I mean, that's not good. And you can't base it on symptoms. You need testing to know exactly what's going on in somebody. So the first thing I do, I recommend that people get a little lipid electrophoresis and cardiac markers done, like at Meridian Valley Labs or Veritas Labs, etc. Secondly, we make sure that we turn off the free radicals, and we have nutraceuticals that will do that. And we can measure your free radical levels in organic acids to see if you've actually fixed the problem. So it's a very big deal. It's very simple to do. But do you think the average doctor either knows or even wants to know or does this? Of course not. They're lazy, they're ignorant, and they don't give a damn because they just want to get you in another office so they can get the fee for a visit that day, period. That's what it is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
People say, Dr. Deagle, why do you say that about your colleagues? Because that's the truth. You may not like it. You may even think, well, Dr. Deagle's not appropriate. He's disrespecting his colleagues. Yeah, my colleagues need some disrespect, don't they?
Yep.
Maybe they've smartened up because they're one of them is calling them out and saying that they don't know what they're doing. Disturbing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So the next thing I'd like to say is, if you think you're not going to have a heart problem, basically everybody in our society is getting vascular disease. It's the large vascular disease in general, whether it's heart, vascular, embolism, varicose veins, microvascular disease in your eyes or brain, whatever, is the number one cause of death and disability. And it's greater than all the next five major causes of death, too, including cancer, etc. I mean, when you get rid of vascular disease, you massively increase human lifespan, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that includes, by the way, some of the diseases are increasing faster. Some of them, like, for example, congestive heart failure is increasing 440% faster than all other forms of heart disease. I think that the scalar radiation in our pollution actually is jamming specific proteins. That's what our Red Deer Velvet DR is very good to take along with Cardiovasc to reverse your heart problems. And a lot of our people are noticing if they take that, their edema goes away when they take Power C Plus along with the Cardiovasc to get rid of their edema. And the Red Deer Velvet DR will stop arrhythmias and reduce edema dramatically because it improves, along with the cardiovascular perfusion and your ability to, for your kidneys and your body to get rid of the excess fluid. Very, very good stuff. I mean, we're getting really good testimonials. They need to start Cardiovasc first and then Red Deer Velvet DR, and they're getting a tremendous improvement in their function. So I don't know of any negative stories. I have none for Cardiovasc. It's amazing. And the tincture, by the way, is the same power as a capsule. So if you don't want to swallow capsules, you can put it in your drink. I have a drink here. If I have the tincture, which I have just behind one of my monitors, I can put a big dropper full or so in my drink, and I can, on top of taking the capsules, I get that as well. And you can measure your, if you use a, I think I'm going to put them up on the site, the human N strips, H-U-M-A-N, and a super score N. And these, you take a drop of your saliva, put it on the strip, and it'll tell you if you're nitric oxide metabolism is okay, if you're turning it pink.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have nitric oxide, you can't offload the oxygen in your tissue. So this is not pseudoscience anymore. It's hard science, and it's easily tested, and you can do a non-invasive test to see if your perfusion with the EndoPad or Endothelix test in there. Very easy to obtain. So if you contact me by email, I'll just send it out to you free. I'll just say, here's the link. Find a doctor in your area of the country and go do the test. Sometimes covered by insurance. Sometimes you have to pay up front, but it's like $150 to $200. If you think your blood pressure is normal, it may not be normal perfusion. We also have a blood pressure device that will measure the stiffness of your arteries. If you contact me, I have one individual who wants to get one. You can actually measure just last week. I get it from a company in Europe. So they have a device that will measure how stiff your arteries are every day. If you put your arm in it, measures your only your blood pressure, but it'll measure indirectly your stiffness of your arteries and your perfusion. Amazing, eh?
Yep. Very good.
Thank you, Fareed. You've done an amazing job. The next hour and a half, we're going to have Deborah Tavares on. She has always has a lot of information. Shocking. If she was a hunting dog or a cadaver dog, she'd find all the dead bodies. Let's put it that way. For the next hour and a half, we have Deborah Tavares, six segments. And Deborah, you have a lot to cover. One of the things you mentioned, which we've also, I've done criticism with Harley Schlanger, and the Ruse Foundation are very much backing the Belt and Road program in China. But people have to know the specifics, and I've criticized them on air about this. The Belt and Road is not just a positive thing that's going to be wonderful. It's a technocracy takeover of the world. And although they're using the vehicle of China and their communist state to push it forward, it's actually a form of technocracy globalism with total information awareness networks and control, bank loans, etc., that's going to be literally crush and squeeze down autonomy of everybody in every city and town in the world. It's not just China, is it?
No, absolutely not. What we're talking about, and everybody, we're going to spend more time on this in future shows, but certainly everybody's needs and must start understanding what the Belt and Road Initiative is. Belt and Road Initiative. Type that in your search bar and start understanding what China is quietly doing and reshaping the world. And it has a staggering scope of infrastructure initiatives and what it means for the international order of things. This fits into Agenda 21 policies, resilient policies that are entrenched in every single one of our cities, not only in the United States, but throughout the world. What is occurring now is it's being initiated on many levels, many words are being used, but I'll just talk a little bit about what this Belt Road Initiative is, because it's being funded by loans to other smaller countries that will not be equipped to pay these loans back. This is a larger confiscation of other small countries by the economic hitman team coming through with the face of China. And it's important to know that the scale and scope of the Belt Road Initiative is staggering. And estimates vary. They say from over $300 billion, which has already been spent, and China plans to spend $1 trillion or more over the next decade. And this is according to the CIA. 92 countries counted China as their largest exports or import partner in 2015, and far more than the United States at 57. What's most astounding is the speed in which China has achieved these goals. And they say that the country was the largest. China, listen to this. China was the largest country of the world's largest recipient of the World Bank and Asia Development Bank loans in the 80s and 90s. The World Bank is Rothschild. This is another Rothschild, Rockefeller, Goldman Sachs plan to control the world. So it's important to know not only in the United States do we have all kinds of methods of control with frequencies through the Palantir and mind control and pre-crime. We have now the 5G, which is the backbone going into our cities that will send memes into our minds and really literally create suggestions that we will do because we will think they're our thoughts. I've talked about this on other shows, Operation Crimson Mist that occurred in the mid-90s in Africa. Everybody needs to become familiar with the levels of control, not only geographically, with our food supply, education, with the psyops and the cartels of the media. I want to say this. When we know that the weather is completely controlled and we can listen to the radio multiple times an hour and hear lies about the weather, We can only imagine the depths of the lies on grander scales. In fact, Dr. Bill, it was just back in 2011 that I found a rather interesting website, and I'm going to read this so that everybody can hear this now, and it's on stopthecrime.net. I found this on the Harvard Kennedy School Belfer Center for Science and International Affairs. Again, Harvard Kennedy School Belfer Center for Science and International Affairs. And basically what this was, is this was a geoengineering fellowship application for people to participate in geoengineering policies worldwide. The topic was entitled Geoengineering Policy Research Fellowships. And listen to how they describe geoengineering. Again, this was back on April 12th. Actually, they said applications would be accepted until April the 12th of 2012. So here's what they say. Geoengineering is the deliberate, large-scale manipulation of the Earth's climate that will be used to offset climate risk caused by emissions of greenhouse gases, which we know, of course, I'm adding this, which is not true. They go on to say that solar remediation management poses complex challenges for climate policies and for global governance more generally, not least because it appears that most individual states could readily use these tools to alter the global climate unilaterally. Geoengineering policy research fellows will be expected to work in collaboration with the facility at Harvard Kennedy School, along with international organizations such as Solar Remediation Management Governance Initiative, to improve the understandings for governance of geoengineering. So understand, they know they've been controlling the weather. They've been working with other countries to figure out how to equally spread the control of the weather technologies. They go on to say, required education, experience, and skills. Applications for this research fellowship are welcome from recent recipients of PhDs or equivalent. In other words, they want to know you're substantially propagandized through the disinformation of our school. Again, we've been taken over. We are taught nothing but disinformation. They want to make sure that you are clearly recognized as literally being duped into the idea of climate change. So I'm, again, reading now. The ideal candidate will have academic or professional experience of 3 to 5 years minimum. Candidates will have excellent skills in presenting complex material to a wide range of audiences, that's all of us, and will be able to take initiative in interacting with other researchers and policymakers. Candidates should hold a PhD in engineering, the physical sciences, public policy, economics, political science, or related fields with a clear focus on environmental resource or energy policies. Practical experience with international public policy would be a substantial asset, and those candidates holding technical master degrees and have extensive experience will also be considered. Candidates must have relevant language skills. Selected fellows will be working under the supervision. I want you to all hear this name. Candidates will be working under the supervision of Professor David Keith, K-E-I-T-H, and will be expected to produce at least one publishable article, present his or her finding before internal and external audiences, and play a substantial role in dissemination process of any findings that conclude interactions with policy makers. In other words, we have been duped. We have been absolutely...
It's the rise of an enviro church is what it is.
Well,
it's an enviro church with a dogma that's a lie, but they want to actually create pseudo-academics to push this lie on the public, don't they?
Absolutely. I want to go back in time a little bit and go into the Wildlands Project, because I think people are not fully comprehending what is behind Agenda 21 and resilient policies that are adopted in all of your cities. And then I'll go over a plan of a resilient plan, just one that I happen to choose out of Tennessee. so that you can hear what an example of a plan is. I've read the one here in Santa Rosa, here in Northern California. But let's take a look at what's happening in Tennessee and also how that then will apply to your cities as well. I hear a break coming up, and I want to go through a countdown in the decline in health when we return. And the
Welcome back. And so how do you think the actual takedown will happen? I have a
well,
thesis.
Well, I've got a countdown here that I'm going to go over, and everyone can go to stopthecrime.net. Type in the search bar, countdown in the decline of health in America. Now, this would apply globally, but this pertains strictly to America and some policies that occurred. We're going to go back in time a little bit and get people remembering how this has slowly eaten away at the reality that we now are in. We're literally being sequestered into a global takedown, which they promise, by the way, will be humane. They won't be inhumane. But I want to also, when we get done with the countdown, I want to go into a document that a whistleblower forwarded on that occurred in 1993 and the use of synthetic telepathy back then during Waco. But here we go with the countdown in the decline of health in America. Excuse me. In 1990, the U.S. EPA proposal to classify microwaves and other electromagnetic fields a Class B1 probable carcinogen was squashed by the White House. The EPA was stripped of all of its radiation labs.
Who was the president, by the way, at the time?
And EPA scientists are and were disciplined. 1996, Telecommunications Act suspends the First Amendment rights, which we didn't have anyway. Remember, we were taken over. We've been a corporate structure. So in 1996, the Telecommunications Act suspends the First Amendment rights to freely discuss health effects of cell towers at city, town, tower siting meetings. Buried deep in the landmark bill in section 704, a Wisconsin senator inserted a little-known clause that prevented local governments from hearing objections on challenges to cell tower placement based on possible health impacts forever. The single law has allowed for the uncontested sightings of more, this is at the time, of more than 250,000 cell towers in the United States, while forever ending the public dialogue and critical scientific debate on the possible health impacts from microwaves. Now we're looking at 2002, the Freiberger appeal. More than 3,000 physicians and health practitioners in Europe signed the Freiberger appeal, which makes the connection between wireless technologies and the sudden explosion of widespread immune dysfunction such as headaches, concentration, joint pain, sleep disturbances, heart disease, and neurological disorders. Let's look at 2006. 17 studies and surveys suggested that at least 3% of the population is electromagnetically sensitive.
It's actually, the number is actually between 35 and 45.
Yeah,
if you do
if
you do electron microscopy, you find 100% of all life forms are affected by electromagnetics.
Yes.
And every disease state, and I'll just summarize this, I want you to get back on this, is a deficiency of structural proteins and enzymes. When you silence biophotons, you shut off the induction to produce the structural proteins and enzymes. So the surge of heart disease, like congestive heart failure, is caused by scalar radiation. The Russians discovered this, Dr. Kavinson, at the Russian Academy at St. Petersburg, and developed our peptides, which we have right now, to help people to regenerate by inducing DNA. And that's why we have epigenetic frequency, which I'm getting patented. And I read your Velvet DR, which is the first in the world zero-oil aging product. What people need to understand is that I, with my knowledge, which I'm getting patented in the next 6 months to a year, I could create the most deadly long-range weapon in human history.
Well,
and the fact is that these 5G networks and so on are a weapon to destroy your biology and the biology of all living things. In fact, it's the number one cause of colony collapse disorder of bees. Continue, please.
Okay, so now I need to continue because, again, this was in 2006 when people did not understand.
Yeah, under George Bush, by the way, the guy that did 9/11, you know. I mean, okay, back in 1990s, I mean.
Okay, so
right.
2006, people were unaware of the enormity of the populations that would and are being affected by the electromagnetic frequencies. But they say that back then, studies and surveys from Sweden, Austria, California, Germany, Switzerland, Ireland, and England revealed that 1.5% and 135 of populations studied showed electrical sensitivity, which included back then headaches, sleep disturbances, tendonitis, fatigue, joint pain, blurry vision, heart palpitations, memory loss, confusion, dizziness, and nausea. Now let's look at 2009. In 2009, the U.S. announced a phase-out of incandescent light bulbs, implicitly suggesting a mandatory switch to compact fluorescent lights, or CFL. The CFL bulbs carry up to 50% microwatt pulsed microwave signals, create substantial levels of dirty electricity, which is linked to diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and neurological disorders. Plus, each bulb carries 5 milligrams of mercury, which is among the most volatile elements known and confirmed neurotoxins.
By the way, you don't need to have the mercury itself in your body, which is bad to vaporize it from the light. The mercury frequency jams everything in the vertical line, the periodic table of elements, which is chromium for insulin resistance and vanadium and molybdenum, which is necessary to bioconvert neurotransmitters. So it literally jams up a lot of your cells by literally jamming biophotons by a toxic radiation from the actual light.
Well, and then back in 2009, it was revealed that the U.S. government failed to warn the populations that the cleanup procedure for breaking one of the bulbs requires a trip to the hazardous waste facility. They say don't breathe the fumes, and otherwise you need 5 milligrams of mercury, which pollutes 7,000 gallons of water, so people were throwing these bulbs in the landfills. So, again, on the EPA website, it warned and talked about the ways in which you had to dispose of these light bulbs. But did any of us know back in 2009? No. Now we have LED light bulbs. Go take a look and listen to our YouTube, LED Lights, a Silent Weapons Assault. LED Lights, a Silent Weapons Assault. Understand, they know that not only does it cause ADHD, it increases weight, it reduces your
melatonin. Do you know how it does it? I'll tell you what it does. It affects what is called the NKKC and the AMPK enzyme pathways and sodium-potassium ATPase. So that's the primary trigger for diabetes and for breaking down the blood-brain barrier. Now, the magnetic field is only about a foot and a half. It's the electrical field that goes through these step-down transformers in these lights all the way to your entire electrical wiring in your house. So it literally backwashes pollution through your entire home. So you need stetsurizers to block it. We talk about that on the Less EMF segments we have every week with a shot. Please
yes,
continue.
In fact, I can tell you I know many people that have the Stetsers in their outlets. But let me go on to 2010. 2010, PG&E and other utilities across the country began a rollout of the smart grid with millions and millions of deployments of smart meters and smart transmitters, not only in California, New York, New Mexico, but everywhere else. And thousands of people already at that time reported immediate health effects. Let's roll into 2010. Light Squared launched a satellite that will and did deliver 4G wireless signals to 92% of the U.S. During the initial calibration period of the laser-like antenna, creatures with high magnetite for navigation that are highly sensitive to electromagnetic fields, such as fish, birds, crabs, unexplainedly die by the thousands. Fish and crabs washed up on the shores in Florida, England, and Maryland. Birds fell from the sky in Italy, Arkansas, New Zealand. Among the 20 species with the highest concentration of magnetite are humans. Now let's look at 2000.
And by the way, I got to insert something. Do you know what the magnetite does to your pineal gland? It connects your physical mind with your above, what's called your soul. It's the actual cord of living waters is attached to your brain. The silver cord, it says in the Bible, to your soul, attached by the magnetite to your brain in the physical world. That's how bad this is.
So, Dr. Bill, when we come back, I've got to unfurl so much. Please, everyone, continue and go to stopthecrime.net. Continue to listen to the program today and get
We have a full hour ahead of us, lots of stuff to talk about. If you don't realize how evil this is, you're not paying attention. It is so evil, this is the end game, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And everybody, you need to participate if you plan on trying to help the rest of your neighbors and family and friends and loved ones.
Yeah.
Powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.